God, morning to you. God's restraining hand. I have always looked at the book of Job and focused on the severity of the Satan-driven trials that came upon him in chapters 1 and 2 of the book that bears his name in the Bible. You remember the story. Between verses 13 to 19 of Job chapter 1, Satan is the cause of Job losing all his oxen, donkeys, sheep, camels, sons, and daughters. Because Job still refused to curse the Lord, Satan asked for and received another opportunity to attack Job. With the Lord's permission, Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head, according to Job 2 and 7. Though not the primary point, I feel I would be remiss if I made no mention of just how powerful Satan can be. In Job 1, we see that Satan had the power to influence the Sabaeans and Chaldeans to attack, the power to bring down fire from the sky, and the power to bring a wind strong enough to collapse the house where Job's sons and daughters were feasting and kill them all. Beyond that, we saw Satan cause Job intense physical illness in Job 2 and 7. Jesus tells us in John 10 and 10a that the thief, Satan, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. For Satan, it is not over until he has stolen, killed, or destroyed the lovers of the Lord. However, when we go back before each trial initiated by Satan, we find that the Lord limited what Satan was allowed to do. Job 1 and 12, the Lord said to Satan, "Very well, everything he has is in your hands, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger." In chapter 2, verse 6, it is more the same. "And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life." In the first trial, Satan could not touch Job's body. In the second trial, Satan could not touch Job's life. Why? Because of God's restraining hand. If nothing else, these two passages assure us of the absolute sovereignty of the Lord over all his creation, including the angels, even the fallen angels, even Satan. So when we tag this with the subtitle, "I did, but I didn't," we're not talking about the multitude of things that didn't happen to us on last year. We're talking about the things that did happen, but didn't happen to the degree they might have happened because of God's restraining hand. Some may say, "I did catch COVID, but I didn't lose my life because of God's restraining hand." Some may say, "I did lose my job, but I didn't lose my house or car because of God's restraining hand." Some may say, "I did have eye surgery, but I didn't lose my sight because of God's restraining hand." You get the idea, saints. Of all the things that did happen to us last year, have we remembered to thank the Lord for what didn't happen when it did because of God's restraining hand? I did have it bad, but I didn't have it worse because of God's restraining hand. And for that, we should all praise the Lord.